We have two readings today. The first is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 3, verses 21 through partial 23. It's on page 1594 in your red Bibles, page 1594. Our second reading is also from the New Testament, from the book of Acts, chapter 8, verses 14 through 17, and that is on page 1705 in your red Bibles in the pew. Reading scripture is one of the ways we listen to our still-speaking and ever-present God. Today's first reading, Luke chapter 3, verses 21 through a partial 23. When all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form, like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love, with whom I am well pleased." Now Jesus himself was about 30 years old when he began his ministry. Second reading for today is from the book of Acts, chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. When the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them. When they arrived, they prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit had not yet come upon any of them, they had simply been baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John placed their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. This ends our readings for today. Early this week, I was asked, "Did you make any New Year's resolutions?" I stated, "No. I never make New Year's resolutions." Sounds kind of conceited, doesn't it? At least that is the inference I read from the expression on my colleague's face after my response. I explained to her that I have strived for many years to reflect, discern, and make changes as needed throughout the year, instead of waiting for a big push at the beginning of each new year. Not right or wrong, nor good or bad, that's just what I do. So during the year, some of my adjustments are small, others large, but I do attempt to change as needed, concentrating on action, not reaction. We are all on a journey. I feel that being forced or feeling pressure to make a decision seems to produce a less desirable result compared to when the action is your choice on your own terms. At the same time, I have also learned to give myself grace for not acting immediately on changes I need to initiate, either because I may be already overwhelmed with other things I'm working on, or other things going on in my life, or I just need a break, a rest. I need a moment to just breathe. I am a work in progress. The Samaritans today in our second reading were works in progress. For though they were learning of Jesus and committing themselves to be disciples of the risen Lord, there was still work to be done, lifelong progress in the development of their faith. When Peter and John went to them, sharing the Holy Spirit, that helped speed them on their way to the beginning of their journey. I believe we all are works in progress. Our journey of God invites us to learn, change, and grow. I ended today's first reading with a sentence that was the first sentence of the 23rd verse, not the complete verse, for the verse then continues into Jesus' genealogy as if Joseph was his father, tracing him back through David. But the last sentence of today's first reading, now Jesus himself was about 30 years old when he began his ministry. That sentence stuck out to me. So, what are your thoughts? Take a moment to reflect. Do you believe that Jesus did not start ministering to others until he reached the age of 30? Or had he already been ministering his whole life up to that point? In my own reflection, I believe that Jesus' ministry started at his birth. With his very existence, he held true the prophecies of old that foretold the arrival of the Messiah. This ministered hope to all who heard of his birth. His presence on earth drew the shepherds from the fields, the magi from far lands. A way of proclamation of that he would be ministering to all. So then during his years before 30, would he not be ministering, caring for others, all of God's creation? As he grew older, would he not be changing, gradually developing into the minister, teacher, healer that he would become? For no human lives in a vacuum, static, unchanged. Just as we've talked about ministry and the fact that it can be something as simple as a smile to a stranger on the street, if those are ways we minister, even in that simplest form, I believe that Jesus was ministering before his 30th year. I consider my paltry changes or development in comparison to what leaps Jesus was capable of. Not in a demeaning or negating way of any progress I have made, but in wonder and amazement, accompanied by awe and gratitude of all he is. And being on earth as a human, he experienced our hardships of change and growth, if only of his physical form. For as God, Jesus is all, the Son of God. Remember our readings from 2 weeks ago when Mary and Joseph were looking for him? He didn't understand the problem because where else would he be except in his father's house? Because his spiritual relationship is one with God. As a human, Jesus was a work in progress, and that included his development of ministry As he had the restraints, he accepted the restraints of being a human when he decided to come down to earth. Jesus' baptism then was an announcement of and beginning of his public ministry. It was a revelation of our salvation.